This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very, very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, over on Parler at The Captain's America, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where we have all kinds of things over there to keep you busy and things to look at. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us to start this Monday off. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those words, under God, because our great, great, great United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we will always remind you of that one. Now, Kyle, in the second segment, I'm going to tell everybody how I spent my Christmas. It's kind of funny. I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't at the time. But anyway, right now, we want to start and we want to set the record straight on what President Donald Trump has done last night. He has signed conditionally the COVID-19 relief bill that he had refused to sign. Now, here is the tweet that he put out first. Good news on COVID relief bill, information to follow. Didn't give any other details. Millions of Americans obviously struggling through this pandemic faced the loss of unemployment benefits. And actually, some of them did lose their unemployment benefits at midnight last night, correct?
That's right.
So here's what the White House said, and you folks need to get your ducks in a row before you start screaming and yelling at people because you have no freaking clue what you're talking about. Here's the statement. The White House issued a statement that has secured a promise from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold a standalone vote for $2,000 per person relief checks that Trump had been pushing for over the $600 that's in the bill. The statement also said the Senate will consider legislation to repeal Section 230 of the Communications Act that gives immunity to social media publishers. It also said the Senate would conduct investigations into voter fraud. Now, those are big issues that were red inked on the sidebar of the bill he sent back. And Kyle, what is the significance of writing something in red when you sign a bill in regular ink and then send it back in red?
Well, what the president's doing with what they call these red lines, he's invoking something called the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. And so what he's doing, of course, is he's making a very strong statement, first and foremost, that he is signing the bill so that people will get money.
Yep.
He wants people to get more money than was originally passed. But what this does is this allows him to send this back to Congress with what are called rescissions.
Yep.
And with these agreements that he evidently has in place for these different things, the votes that are coming up on increasing the amounts and so forth.
So for all the people that are out there going, well, he sold this out. Well, this is terrible. Oh, this is awful. Shut up.
Well, what he's also doing, Captain, is he's bringing, again, front and center, perhaps only as the president, and this particular president, Donald Trump, can
yep.
do,
yep.
and put everything right back front and center
yep.
of these important issues.
Let me just point out again to the people, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, if she were the president, God forbid, Joe Biden would not even consider doing something like this, would he?
Probably not, no.
Well, no, there's no probably. He definitely would not. He would not do this. But again, the important significance of this is that people will still have their unemployment checks. People will still get the benefits that they need to get. By the way, there was going to be, the government was going to shut down and all that sort of stuff. We definitely don't want to go through that sort of thing again because it costs more money to open the government back up than it does that you save when you think you're saving money shutting it down. That's been proven over and over again because it's a light. Don't get turned off. The computers don't get turned off. The security doesn't leave. All of that stuff still stays there, even though some of the people punching the computer tabs aren't there. So that's out of the question, thank goodness. And we have a president that understands the law and understands what he could do under the law. And to him, I say a tip of the hat.
Absolutely, Captain. You know, the president issued a statement about the signing of this stimulus package, and he says it's his responsibility to protect the people from economic devastation.
Yep.
And in that message, he mentions that with the increases that are on the table that will be voted on, a family of four, for example, would get $5,200.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be very significant to go to helping people.
Yeah, and an individual would get $2,000. Same people that got the money last time would get the money this time, for the most part, even though they did lower the income setting a little bit. But that's not going to really hurt the ones that really need the money. By the way, there were two federal unemployment benefit programs approved in March as part of the initial COVID relief plan that expired at midnight on Saturday, cutting off 12 million Americans. How would you like to have been one of those 12 million sitting there going, I just lost my unemployment. I got no money for next week. I got no gas in the car. I got no groceries in the house. How would you like to be one of them? So have your brain in gear before you open your mouth, America. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back, and I've just started.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. And a lot of people took my advice, and thank you very much for doing that, because I'm sure whoever you bought the Relief Factor for Christmas, they are going to thank you soon once that starts taking hold. Because I'm going to tell you something. If taken regularly, which I do twice a day, every day, once in the morning, once in the evening, Relief Factor will knock out not only the inflammation that you have, the problems with that, but also lower or even eliminate pain altogether at the source of whatever it is that you're suffering from. It works for me. I've been taking it for just about 5 years now. Now, the ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is all 100% drug-free, works to stimulate the body's regulation of key enzymes and proteins that help to support a healthy response to the inflammation and the pain and discomfort you're in. Now, that also supports healthy joints, muscles, and healing. How about that? So for $19.95, the three-week quick start, you can get things going. All you have to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The $19.95 three-week quick start will get you going, relieffactor.com/captain. And believe me, I take it religiously every day. I would not endorse it if it didn't work. Okay, before we get to our caller, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, I promised everybody to tell what happened to me on Christmas. You ready?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Well, let me first state unequivocally, it was the worst Christmas that I ever had.
wow.
Now, I can laugh a little bit about it, but we had a severe storm and straight-line winds come sailing through here Christmas Eve, early Christmas morning, with 70 and 75-mile-an-hour winds over by me. And just to give you an example of what happened, somebody's roof from a mobile home was laying on I-275 just up the North Street ramp, up against the fence. It blew from there, probably a mile away, that far and landed right along the edge of the interstate, along with other pieces of debris that came from people's roofs and whatnot. Hell, there was an air conditioner vent there, too, amongst other things, and all kinds of debris down my street and whatnot. But anyway, I figured, well, you know, I got power, so everything's okay. So I was just getting myself all set up. I'd gone out and had gotten some breakfast, came back in, got me some stuff from Boston Market that I was going to use, you know, for my Christmas dinner, and watch the football game that was going to be on and all that stuff. And at 12 noon, boom, off went the power.
Oh, wow.
Now, keep in mind, this was on one of the coldest nights of the year in the area. So I immediately called Duke Power, and they said, well, we've had a power outage in your area. We've got 330 customers. So it was my neighborhood, basically, is what it was, 330 customers that are without power. And we expect to have it back on by 6:30. And I'm looking at my watch and going, wait a minute, 12 noon, 6:30, 6.5 hours. It's going to be dark. It's supposed to be dropping down into the 30s tonight. That's not going to be pretty. With a wind, I might add, that's not going to be pretty. So I waited till about 6:30, and I called again. Again, no lights, but I had a plan B. So I called again. Well, we estimate the power to be on at about 1 a.m. Tomorrow morning. So I said, that's it. I'm out of here. So I drove across the bay, came to the radio station, and spent the night on the couch in the back. Now, I did bring my food with me, and I did have the luxury of having a television to watch because my show was on tape that night. But I also listened to the show, and I gave a critique of myself. I was writing down the notes of the stuff that I liked and didn't like and all that stuff. But I can laugh about it now, but let me tell you something. I was madder than a wet hornet. And then at 5 o'clock when the show ended, I said, well, I'm going to go home and see what goes on. Because they said, and I quote, the power will be back on by 6:30 in the morning. So I figure, okay, I'm going to go over there, sit in my driveway. It'll be dark. I'll leave my car running, the heat on. We'll see what happens. Pulled down the street, and as before I got to my home, on came all the lights.
Oh, wow. Okay.
0532 Saturday morning after going off at 12 noon on Christmas. Now, last I checked, that's a little bit, it's almost 18 hours, right?
No kidding. Yeah.
And on one of the coldest nights of the year, and there were people that actually stayed in their houses. And when I walked inside my house, and I've got a furnace, okay? When I walked inside my house, it was 50 degrees.
Wow.
I turned on, because I turned everything off when I left, because I knew if it came on, I didn't want it to surge and do something stupid. So when I came home, I turned on the furnace, and in an hour, I got it up to about 65 degrees, and in about another hour, I got it up to 72, and that's where I have it set.
Wow. What a day. I mean,
God. All right, now we'll go to the caller, Mike. And Mike, what's up there, Mr. Mike?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. First things first, as we get closer, we got to remind the folks in Georgia, it's all in your hands. We're praying that you're going to do the right thing. And then second, Kyle, the Biden administration, a spokesman or the president-elect said, well, I'm going to reverse all of President Trump's immigration policy, but unfortunately it's going to take longer than what I would have liked.
Of course.
It's not going to be immediate. Now, we know that there's millions of people that are headed up towards the border again because now they think that, oh, well, Biden's going to be president, so they're going to start letting us
okay,
in.
Let me stop you. You're wrong on the number one. And number two, did you know that there are thousands that are scheduled to be, that are being held now in the containment camps that are here illegally that are actually requesting to be deported because of the COVID-19 virus?
I didn't hear that.
Well, now you're hearing it. So now your million is maybe 5 to 10,000 that we know of in one caravan. That's all I know about.
Right, but, you know, Captain, it's going to open up the floodgates. Now, up until now, you know, Mexico has been holding them for us, but now that Biden's going to, what I want to ask the professor is, this is terrifying. We're going straight back to Obama, and we're going to start willy-nilly, if these people have their way, letting anybody and everybody come in, and we can't take care of our own people, let alone these influx of these people
okay.
that are coming in once the president-elect
okay.
gets into office.
All right.
So what do we do?
All right.
And,
well,
all right, thanks.
All right. Now, Kyle, I got to make a statement first. Why do you think President Trump just signed this bill? Do you think he was getting pressure from, oh, gosh, the voters to the left, the voters to the right, congressmen to the left, congressmen to the right, senators to the left, senators to the right, because they were getting phone calls, they were getting emails, they were getting telegraphs, they were getting letters. Do you think they were getting hundreds of thousands, perhaps even several million of that of those?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, there is power in the people, so I rest my case. Keep going.
Well, basically, you know, I think that the Biden people and perhaps even Biden himself, they're figuring out that the Trump policies are not necessarily something that most of the people across the country are opposed to. So they understand that they have to seek their way pretty carefully on this so as not to have a major backlash. Because, again, it's not about the Trumpism that was rejected or anything like that in the election. So they can't just lower the boom. But at the same time, through the media and so forth, the message is, hey, it's all going to be fine. We're gonna go for amnesty in the first 100 days.
What did Trump do to change the narrative of the illegal immigration problem we had? What was the narrative? What did he do to change it?
What was that?
Two words, national security. He made it a national security issue, and the people are still aware of that. The people in the Border Patrol, the career officers, the people in Customs and Immigration, the career people are all aware of that. The people in the Defense Department are all aware of that. The National Guardsmen along the border are all aware of that. And that is a tough nut for President Biden to crack when all those people down there are saying, not so fast, Mr. Biden.
Well, look at, like, for example...
And believe me, they're telling him that.
Well, right. Well, look, for example, at the idea of MS-13 or others coming across the border. Terrorists, you know, bona fide terrorists.
Drug lords, yeah. Illegal children coming across the border. Thousands of them. Thousands of them. We don't even know where they're all coming in from. Coming in trucks underneath loads, produce, cattle. They're in cattle trailers. You name it. And this is the thing that's going on. And this is a problem that's a national security problem because you don't know who in the hell is coming into the country. And by the way, you also don't know whether or not they're bringing a disease with them, do you?
Right, and people have a heightened awareness of that nowadays, obviously. Yeah.
Well, that's why this isn't just going to be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Well, I just changed the policy. No, Biden is not that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He really isn't.
Yeah, I hope you.
He may be dumb, but he's not that stupid. Okay.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back, and we're having a little bit of fun tonight. And yeah, we're loaded for bear. Yeah, we're locked. We've had a couple of days to do a little research here, and I got a whole bunch of stuff I haven't even talked about yet. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the president signing the COVID relief bill Sunday night, focus in Congress now turns to his request for another $1,400 in stimulus payments for Americans. The House is set to vote Monday on a bill to provide the additional payment. But Congressman Tom Reed says getting the necessary votes in the Senate will be difficult. The New York Republican tells CNN that it will take a lot of work to convince enough senators to support the measure.
And it's going to be difficult, to be perfectly honest with you, to get that increased $1,400. We're talking, you know, that's approximately, if I did the math correct, that's about another $350 to $400 billion of additional money that needs to be found somewhere. That's going to have to be accounted for. And so I'm glad that this bill got signed. I'll do my part, as I indicated to the president, that I would support his request for $1,400 additional stimulus. But, you know, getting $218 and $60 takes a lot of work.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mr. Mike Gallagher, I do believe, is back today in the back studio right around the corner from me. I'll have to listen a little bit later towards lunchtime, see if he is or not. But anyway, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now, end of the year coming up. And you can find out if you can save a bunch of money like I have for the past 15 years because GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, and their website, GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, is where you go. Type in your zip code. Tell them you want a cost comparison on the car or the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an RV, a boat, or an ATV. It'll insure all that, too. And then if you really want to save some money and you've got a house, get a cost comparison on your homeowners. If you got an apartment or condo, get a cost comparison on that, too, and your renter's insurance. And you'll find out you're going to save a boatload of money because that's what happens when you do. It's just that simple. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go on over there, tell them the captain sent you, and I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be glad you did. It saved me a bunch of money over the years. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this situation that happened over the weekend, and I kind of put this off intentionally till right now so we could talk about it pretty much the whole segment, this horrible explosion of this RV in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, right away, the conspiratorial theorists have come out and said, oh, well, this has got to be a whole bunch of them. Oh, it's a, I mean, that went nuts and ballistic over the weekend. But again, nobody knows what they're talking about. So you have to go by the facts at hand. Number one, they found DNA remains of someone they identified as 63-year-old Anthony Q. Warner, a Tennessee resident who was a person of interest under investigation in relation to the blast, and he owned a motorhome similar to the one that blew up. And I understand now that it's gone so far as that they found the VIN number of the motorhome, and it is the exact same one.
Yes, that's the information we have at this hour, and you're right. The DNA belonging to Warner has also been found in this. And so right now, Captain, according to the authorities there, they believe this is a so-called lone wolf or person acting alone. They don't seem to have any other further connection to anything else as of yet. We understand that this person also recently retired from being a consultant for a local real estate firm, a computer consultant, that is to say, and then went and evidently did this heinous act, allegedly.
Well, he was considered to be an expert experience with electronics and alarms, according to public records and the different occupational licenses that he had. But what we need to talk about is the six police officers and what they did leading up to the blast and getting dozens of people out of homes where they surely would have been injured, if not killed. It's a miracle that none of the police officers got killed. And when I was listening to them describe their experience yesterday, my heart just literally went on the ground, because I've been there before with the World Trade Center, and I know what it's like to not know if you're going to take another step or what the situation's going to be. And this one officer, teary-eyed, black officer, started to tear up, and he said he believed he heard God tell him to walk away moments before the blast.
Wow.
He said that.
Very powerful. And we have heard these kinds of stories before, but in this particular situation, it is absolutely just a very powerful message. You know, Captain, one other officer, Amanda Topping, she initially parked her police unit right next to the RV.
Mm-hmm.
Then the announcement, I believe, started coming over, and she got moved it. But others were helping to get people away from this area. And then, of course, when the announcement stopped, and then Petula Clark's Downtown starts playing. I mean, how surreal is that?
It went off.
It's surreal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she had just about a minute or two where she moved her car, got out of the car, and the blast blew her down. And this one police officer said that his hearing, he's lost hearing loss due to the explosion, and that'll probably be something that'll be, I don't know if it'll be disabling, but it'll be with him the rest of his life. But what they did was nothing short of a miracle, and they should be treated as the heroes that they are. And again, if anybody takes anything out of this, you always remember those that did what they could to try to save lives, because this is what America's all about. And these police officers, I'm telling you, if there was such a thing, I know in the fire service we had what was called the Medal of Valor. I got that. But if the police have a Medal of Honor or something like that, they ought to be standing them all up and doing just that, in my humble opinion.
Well, exactly right, Captain. Very, very brave individuals put on a badge, and they're in a situation that's obviously very, very weird and something that doesn't make any sense. They're just going to start helping people, as you said, and really with no thought of their own personal safety. And for all the things that all these horrible things we've heard said about police officers over the last year, this is a shining example, as we ring out the old year and bring in the new. This is a shining example of the kinds of people that sign up, take the training, and put on the badge.
Mm. Well, that's true. And the other thing is, we have got so many people that were saved in this particular area. The blast was so devastating. And by the way, structurally, it caused one building to collapse, I think, didn't it?
I know that there was a lot of damage, but I haven't heard that particular thing. But
yeah, there was one of the older buildings somewhere that a lot of things inside collapsed, the floors and whatnot, and it was pretty much a shell of a building. And the investigators, of course, they have to be very careful before they go back into that. That's just like any building you go into, pardon me, as a fire arson investigator, you have to be extremely careful. Walls have to be shored up. Building has to be reinforced and whatnot before you can go in there. Otherwise, you're taking a chance of becoming another statistic.
Well, it's exactly right, and what a horrible thing for the good people of Nashville. I mean, such a great place. You know?
And I have friends. I have friends in the music industry that live right there in that section of Nashville. Mm-hmm. One of them, my friend Angela and her husband. Thank God, they were in Alabama.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
she's a songwriter up there. And she wrote a song years ago that I played on the radio, introduced it on my radio show for her son, who at the time was over in Iraq serving in the Army, and now he's got a very good career, civilian career, and she's still a songwriter, though. But I want to change the subject now to talk about this rally that's going to be in Dalton, Georgia, next Monday, January 4th at 7 p.m. with the President, Donald Trump, Senator David Perdue, Senator Kelly Loeffler, candidate for Public Service Commissioner Lauren Bubba McDonald, and other Republicans will be there. This event will start at 7 p.m. The gates will open at 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Dalton Regional Airport, 4485 Airport Road Southeast, Dalton, Georgia. I'm not sure if it's going to be inside an outdoor hangar or what the deal is going to be, or just outside the hangar. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same way. But you can get there at 3, Dalton, Georgia, and the event starts at 7. It'll be on television, I'm sure. It's going to be what they're calling it. I hope they're not jumping the gun here, but they're calling it a victory rally in Dalton, Georgia. And I guarantee you, we'll see 20, 25, maybe 30,000 people there.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Captain. Of course, Joe Biden has been campaigning for the challengers there, of course, and this is...
And the crowds have been so big.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly, about the same.
25 here, 50 over there, 100 over here, a couple hundred over there. Kamala drew more people than he did the other day, but come to find out, the people that Kamala drew, most of them were bussed in from about 40 or 50 miles away.
Well, again, it's the same, and I'm just going to say, Captain, broken record, go back to Joe Bidenism there, the same step that we saw during the general election, and yet, for some reason, they think they're going to get the same result.
Do you know what I have not heard Joe Biden say while he's been in Georgia?
What's that?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
I haven't heard him say that once.
Yeah, well.
He hasn't even talked about guns.
Well,
Kamala has.
Yeah. What did she say about guns?
We need new legislation to get rid of some of the weapons, the assault weapons.
Well, again, you know.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, this is part of their whole shtick and everything. But I got to tell you, Captain, I think there's, again, this election is existing in a wholly different space than it did back in November. There's a lot more going on here, and I think the people of Georgia are going to make a good choice here.
Well, you're right. And here comes the music. And, folks, we're coming back with a Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We got some weather to report. And, yeah, there is some weather again. The storms that were up there with the blizzard warnings and all that stuff, they went away, but there's more snow coming in right behind it, and cold weather to the north. We got another week before we see anything down here, I hope. Be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this part of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Now, their main restaurants include an Arby's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Full Service Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, or a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, or up in New York, Indiana, New Hampshire. Some locations even have a Dunkin' Donuts shop in them. Full Service Dunkin' Donuts for their menu. By the way, I stopped there Christmas Eve morning, and got myself one of their great cups of coffee. I love their coffee, and one of their bacon, egg, and cheese bagels, and an order of hash browns. It was really good, making me hungry right now. But anyway, that's the way we start, and here comes the music.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-a-lingle. I won't call you on the telephone, baby. I'll give you a ring, but each time it's out, I get the same old thing. Always a hooky. Keep your hands to yourself. Baby,
keep your hands to yourself.
Alrighty, that's the Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself, y'all. And I played that for the folks up there in Georgia. Keep your hands off my ballots, y'all. How about that one? And I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. What do you think?
I love it.
Keep your hands off my ballot. All right, now, I'm going to read the weather statement, and then I'm going to turn it over to you for out west, because we do have a lot of stuff going on out west, more so in the east, although there is a system lifting through the upper Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes today through Monday into Tuesday, which will produce some snow and gusty winds again. Meantime, a storm system will arrive in Southern California and the Southwest later today into Monday and Tuesday. You can expect locally heavy rain with possible flooding for Southern California and heavy snow from the Sierra and Southern California mountains to the Central Rockies. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're exactly right. Southern California is awaiting a storm system coming through. Initially, it looked like it might not be as big a system or as big of an impact, but as it approaches, that's exactly what we're seeing. It may be about an inch of rain or so. A lot of this is going to happen in the Los Angeles, Ventura area. It's going to be a little bit north of where I am here in Orange County. We're still going to get some rain here in Orange County, but a lot of it looks like it's going to be to the north of us. It's the first real big storm we've seen come through here really this this season. So, of course, we've got some issues with the burn areas. And so a lot of people have been told to be very careful. And some local fire stations, I understand, are handing out some sandbags to people who need them. So that's a very good thing. So we're watching that. It should be coming through and looks like it should be going out towards about Tuesday or so. But as we move up through, through California, we do have a winter storm warning in the central area as well. This is going to be in the Sequoia National Park area. Also, winter weather advisory as we head up again into the Yosemite Valley area, looks in that area. But also, we've got a dense fog advisory if you're on I-5. If you're going to be in Medford, Ashland, Grants Pass, Oregon, look for that dense fog advisory. Also, a freeze watch along the coast of Oregon. This is going to be in the Lakeside, Reedsport area, also in, looks like in the, Brandon area as well. So that's the freeze watch. But also this, Captain, if you're traveling across I-84 in Oregon tonight, also parts of Washington, freezing fog advisory.
Yeah.
So this is going
all the way to Pendleton.
That's right. They're right there in the Pendleton area. It stretches along through other areas, but the main artery here of I-84 is where you want to be really careful. And then, of course, over in Utah, we've got winter weather advisories, same as in through eastern, central to eastern Nevada. And then our friends in Colorado, looks like we've got winter weather advisory. This is going to be just west of Boulder and Denver. Sort of following down I-25 in the western part of Colorado, Grand Junction, for example, and then winter storm warning in southern Colorado, and this is going to be just south of the Telluride area, also in the area of Durango, and that heads down into New Mexico, northern New Mexico as well, stretching all the way to Santa Fe with the winter weather advisory tonight, and in the Cajon Pass here in California, if you're trucking up the 15 freeway, looks like you got 46 degrees. You got rain and snow. Snow also on Monday, so be careful.
Now, Colorado in higher elevations on both sides of Denver, you've got snow. I-76 coming out of Denver, once you get out there a ways, I-76 going into Nebraska, you're going to have snow tonight and today. The same with I-70 going over towards, about Oakley, it looks like, you're going to have snow on I-70. In the meantime, I-80 from halfway across Nebraska all the way to Des Moines, right now you have an area of snow. It'll be there all day as it continues to move to the east, and then looks like it might angle up into Wisconsin and Michigan and the northern part of Illinois as it continues to move to the east. That snow is also on I-35 from the Minnesota line on down through Iowa to just north of the Missouri line. And I-29, you've got snow all the way up from The Iowa, Missouri, let's see, Iowa, Nebraska line all the way up into South Dakota, southeastern corner of South Dakota tonight. Now, moving along, you do have some unsettled weather conditions with some windy conditions around the Toledo to Cleveland area tonight. There is the possibility the winds aren't blowing the exact correct way to have the lake effect snow in upstate New York and along the lee shore of Lake Erie right now. But if those winds change, there are some gusty winds there, gale winds off from Cleveland all the way over almost to Buffalo, then you could have snow. Again, lake effect snow. We'll watch and we'll see. The weather is very iffy over that away since you've already had all that snow to begin with. Buffalo in particular, you could have wind gusts to 45 miles an hour tonight over there. Now, we do have some winds down in the Keys tonight in Florida. We've got a gale offshore wind warning all the way from Long Island all the way up to Maine tonight. And that's pretty much what the weather looks like. So if you're going out west, keep in mind I-70 Denver west going over to Utah, I-15, I-80 coming up, as well as, let's see here, I-15 going down to about Mesquite, Nevada, somewhere in there you've got snow. And, Kyle, you mentioned California, but I see a winter storm warning now for the San Bernardino Mountains.
Well, that's exactly right. We will have snow in some of the elevations there as well as this system comes through. And as I said, hopefully it looks like it should be pretty quick. On Tuesday we should have a little bit better weather. But exactly right. That's coming through right now.
And San Diego, you've got two waves of rain coming in here, and there's a slight chance of thunderstorms, and it looks like as if you're going to get yourself anywhere from a half inch to an inch of rain, and some of the southwestern coastal slopes are going to get 1 to 2 inches of rain, and they're advising everybody about mudslides and whatnot again. And I'm looking at it right now, Long Beach, Malibu, on down towards Avalon. Definitely the conditions there are not looking too favorable for anything other than a lot of trouble.
Well, that's exactly right. And then those burn areas throughout the Los
Angeles. That is where the burn areas are, isn't it?
Yeah, and well, those and other places as well. So a lot of people have been told to be careful. There could be mud coming down
okay.
the hillside where they had these fires.
All right. Well, folks, the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Make sure you truck on in there and tell them that you heard me talking about them on the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and say, hey, the captain told me I'd get a free cup of coffee if I told you I heard him talking about you on his show, and you will. You'll get a free cup of coffee. Truck on here and get it. And then, by the way, if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel that you buy, for the food that you buy, for the supplies that you buy in the trucker store, and find out what the rest of us know. You can get points, save money, use them when you want, and get some great valuable gifts by using the points. All right. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, when we come back, Dr. Fauci's on the march again. Guess what? He changed his mind again. And the president tells the Senate to stand up and fight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.